Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this chilly Wednesday evening, markets and company news from Momentum Securities. Fahima Adia, welcome to you and thank you very much. Let's start with a general update as far as the market is concerned. How's it been performing today?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. So we saw the oil share was a bit weaker today. If we look at the resource sector, that was down. Financials were down quite a lot as well. We saw quite a big drop in Nedbank today. That was down more than 6% after it released its results. So it looks like Nedbank reported weaker than expected loan growth, which came in well below management expectations. And then it also guided weak economic growth this year of just around 1%. And therefore, it looks like the other banks seem to take cues from that and also traded weaker today. But I think it's quite a tough environment for the banks to operate in, you know, given that we have such weak economic growth combined with a consumer that is under so much pressure.
And that sentiment was also reflected by the commentary in many other banks' results earlier in the year.
Yes, of course. We've had several banks come forward. Standard Bank, actually, most recently, to say that the South African market has been quite challenging, but at least on that side, they've benefited due to quite a lot of exposure to African markets. So you see a lot of these banks are actually getting growth from markets outside of South Africa. But of course, South Africa does remain an important market, and we do need to see some recovery here as well.
Little bit of strength in industrial shares today, but I guess that's probably driven by the hangover from Naspers and Prosus.
Yes, exactly. So we saw it up a bit, but we saw those results come out from Naspers yesterday, and I think that's just basically what's driving that.
And a bit of recovery in the Rand today.
Yes, so the Rand has been showing some pretty good recovery since, you know, Monday. And I think what's been helpful is the dollar weakened quite significantly after the U.S. Attacked Iran's nuclear facilities. And, you know, the rally in the general resource sector has been beneficial too. But, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainties going ahead. You know, we do have that reciprocal tariff deadline that's just around the corner on the 9th of July. So I think we could still see quite a bit of volatility in the Rand, depending on how it's out too.
And Fahima, also a little bit of a recovery in gold bullion today. I've got it on my screen at $3,328 an ounce. And pretty much the same picture for oil. Again, both of these commodities linked to the ongoing situation in the Middle East.
Yes, exactly. I think that's been the primary driver there. So if we look at the Brent crude oil price, I see it's just above $66. I mean, that's a significant pullback from where it was a week ago when it was close to $80 at the peak of that Iran-Israel conflict. But it seems, you know, we are seeing a pullback after the potential Iran-Israel ceasefire. So yesterday, Trump said he had negotiated a ceasefire between the two. But, you know, shortly after that, the agreement was broken. But I believe it's back on now. The truce is back on. But despite that, you know, it's on shaky ground. So investors are concerned about how long this truce will last. And I think that's why we're seeing an increase in that oil price today. And if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz, then that could have big implications for the oil price going forward. And then gold, of course, also benefiting from this uncertainty. That's why we're seeing gains there, too.
Fahima, Grindrod is an important player in the logistics space in South Africa. And when it makes some sort of comment, we must set up a notice. And it said a little earlier today that interim terminal volume slipping to 6.7 million tons a year compared with 6.9 for the first half of last year, talking about sluggish commodity prices, trade wars, but critically ongoing policy uncertainty as far as South Africa is concerned. And again, this isn't a company, it's an organization that is critical to the backbone of this country's economy.
Yes, true. And it looks like that first half of the year was challenging because of that political unrest in Mozambique. And therefore, it's expected to show lower exports and weaker margins compared to the prior period due to that. So if we look at the volumes that were shipped, that fell from 6.9 million tons in the first half of 2024 to 6.7 million tons in the first half of 2025. But on a more positive note, they said that in the second quarter, there was some solid recovery after the political unrest in Mozambique started to resolve. But yeah, you know, if there is a slowdown in global growth, the business could be impacted further. So it is quite sensitive to the outcome of these reciprocal tariffs and what happens there.
And in a similar vein, given the importance of logistics, I see the Transport Minister Barbara Creasy saying Transnet, and in her words, overwhelmed by private sector interest in rail participation. All well and good, Minister, but the reality is it's not happening quick enough, is it?
Yes, agreed. I mean, I think it just shows how desperate the private sector is to get involved to help turn Transnet Rail around, given the massive impact this is having on the private sector, you know, particularly the mining sector, and in turn, the economy and our GDP growth. So this is definitely something that needs urgent focus and priority. And I do think it is a great sign that we're seeing commitment, though, from the private sector. They're willing to get involved and step up. The government alone isn't going to be able to just, you know, fund this, given the massive amounts required to turn it around. So it is good to see that there is participation from the private sector.
We have spoken in the past about value that still exists in South African equities. And just looking at HSBC's quarterly survey, it talks to 100 money managers. It says that there is still bullishness on emerging markets at its highest level, in fact, in 2 years or so. That would be good news for the South African economy.
Yes, definitely, Jeremy. I think it's quite a positive report for our own market. And we did say before, the JSE is still relatively undervalued if you compare it to other emerging markets. We just really need to get our growth situation and unemployment issues resolved. But if you look at the more developed markets like the US, there just isn't a lot more upside left in those types of countries. We've seen them, those markets rally significantly in the past few years. So it's just a case where investors are looking for other higher growth destinations in search of better returns. So we're quite well positioned for that if we can sort out our issues locally. We are seeing a lot of assets have been flowing out of the US into emerging markets in the past few months. And it just also, I think, reinforces that theme that we are starting to see an end of American exceptionalism as we know it.
And just finally, we had some pretty shocking jobs numbers out yesterday. Tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, PPI data comes out. That's producer price inflation. And the general consensus is that it will remain muted, supported by lower fuel costs and also general disinflationary trends that we're seeing around the world.
Yes, true. And it seems like the improvements in the load shedding situation is also likely to help that. But I see there is the expectation that manufactured food price inflation, which is also quite a big driver of inflation, could increase in May after we saw it rose 4.9% year on year in April. And that's due to the higher meat pricing due to the outbreak of foot and mouth disease, which has disrupted meat supply chains. But yeah, overall, it is looking more muted.
And we will take a closer look at those PPI numbers on tomorrow's program. I'm going to leave it there. Fahim Idea, thank you very much indeed from Momentum Securities. We'll chat again next week.
Hot 102.7.
Hot Business brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Tailored solutions, deep insights built around your business, your sector, your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot 102.7.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 102.7 Business for this evening. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night to you. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.